when you come in.
Blog Talk Radio.
Died on Calvary's cross to give us a right to the tree of life, Father God.
We wish that everybody would be come to Christ, Father God, but we know the only thing we can do is let our light shine. Everything that has to be done by the Holy Spirit, Father God, we thank you for your comfort, the one that guides us in all truth, the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. The one that made the snake and the skunk, we thank you, Father God. It was the Holy Spirit that got all wisdom and knowledge. We say thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we just want to say, Father God, that when we come down to our last day on this side and we get down to the river of Jordan, we ask that you would bury our souls on the cross, shape your word as a vessel, and then carry us on cross in the beautiful land where we can rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, forevermore. And everybody say amen. We thank you, brother. Brother Hellman, I got to say this again. How you doing, Sister Jackie? Thank you. I see you just chimed in the lobby there. We thank God for you as well. But I just want to say, Brother Hellman, I got to give you another shout-out, man, for extra effort because, see, that's what, a lot of us don't want to do nothing extra. But I got to give you that, too, because, I mean, a lot of people that have been in the hospital or still in the hospital, as I know, for the last couple of days, that's where you've been. They would not even be worried about no Bible study, nothing else. Now, they were worried about other things, but a Bible study, they wouldn't have been worried about that because most people are well and good tonight, but they're not worried about no Bible study. So I got to just give you, I'm going to give you your flowers while you can smell them. Thank you, brothers. Thank you for showing up. Tonight, I got a special topic. It's not going to be extensive reading of the scripture. I'm only going to give y'all one scripture. One scripture tonight. I'm going to reference a song from Lee Williams and the Highway QCs from back in the day. One of my choir members' name, we call him Fat Cat, named Jonathan Gibbons, but Fat Cat was the one that led this choir, my third Sunday church, Pleasant Grove AME. The song was called Jesus is Alive and Well. And that's the song I want to spotlight tonight as far as the quartet is concerned. Jesus is alive and well. And tonight, I'm going to just give y'all one scripture. One scripture. And I do hope that everybody really can get this. It's not that difficult to get. It's not that difficult to get if we want to. And see, Satan got some of us so blind. Satan has some of us so blind until we can't even see our hand this close to our face. Satan got us that blind to the truth. And we are most of us on the course of this world. We got this world system in view, and we can't see anything else. So right here, I want to say the scripture that I'm going to give y'all, if you want to go turn to it, you can if you will. If you don't worry about it. You can do it later. But the script that I'm giving y'all is Genesis 1:31. Genesis 1:31. And you're going to understand why I'm doing this scripture in just a few minutes. You will understand why I use this here particular scripture for my reference. And now I'm going to give y'all a couple of seconds. I ain't going to give y'all night. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to find. Because it shouldn't be that hard to find if you got a Bible. If you got a Bible in your hand, Genesis 1, that's the first book. The first book and then 31st chapter, that shouldn't be that hard to find. You ain't got to go navigate nothing. All you got to do is go to the first book and go down 31 verses, and there it is. All right. And I'm not trying to insult anybody and tell you. I'm just telling you like it is. Genesis 1:31. Come on, where I could tell y'all this here off the top of my head, but I want to do it out the scripture. So you can't say me the man made up anything. I don't make up stuff when it comes to the Bible. Genesis 1:31 says this. And I hope y'all are with me. I hope y'all are with me. Genesis 1:31 says this. And I want y'all to listen very carefully. Listen at what the word says. And God saw things that he had made. y'all, please don't miss this. Please, for God's sake, for heaven's sake, don't miss this. If you don't ever have nothing else, I say no more. Don't miss this tonight. And God saw everything that he had made. All right. We got a comma after that. Now, see that? That's a pause. God saw that everything that he had made, not man, go right there. He hadn't even made man yet, right there. So in other words, and God saw everything that he had made, this God. All right, now look what it said. And didn't mean this go together. The first statement and this statement go together. Behold, in other words, look at it. Behold, it was not good. It was very good. You see that, y'all? It was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The sixth day. You see, let me just stop right there a minute, because I got something else I want to add to the hook, this thing, and get y'all to see. So you got to grab a hold of this here whole concept. If you don't, you're going to be lost. And I got to give it to you right. If I don't give it to you right, you're going to be lost. Now, if I just had to have a topic for this here particular passage of scripture, I could get it from right there into what was said in the scripture itself. In the scripture itself. And I'm going to do just that. Behold, it's very good. What God did, behold, it was very good. Not good, it was very good. Now, thank y'all. Now, my brothers and sisters, now we can go on and get to the meat of this here topic and this word. I've been talking about it for I don't know how long, but I don't think people have been listening. I don't think they've been listening. They've been hearing what they want to hear and been trying to put words in my mouth and make me say things that I have not been saying. I've been only speaking what thus said the Lord from day one, and I know that. But I told you, the devil got people blinded. The devil got people blinded. Now, I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to show you why. From right here in this scripture, what we're on tonight, it said, and lo, and the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Now, let me tell y'all something, brothers and sisters. God had created everything. He had already created and made it, and it was very good before he ever made me. See what I'm saying? Uh-huh. No, let me say it again, because I think some of us still don't get it. God had created everything that the man needed before he ever made the man, because it was the sixth day. He didn't make man until the sixth day. God did not make man until the sixth day. God created everything. I mean, everything. He created it and made it for the man before he ever created the man. And look what he said. And God saw what he made, it was very good. Y'all, don't y'all remember me keep telling you that man cannot add to what God has already made good. Don't y'all remember? You remember I got ridiculed for this still by people that are blind, that can't see. You can't add nothing to this scripture. I don't care what doctor, I don't care what lawyer, you cannot add to what God has already finished. I don't care where you go, what you do. Man cannot add to what God has already made complete. Why can't we see that? God said, lo, it was good and it was very good. You, Jackie, you have a man. Me, many man. We can't add to what God has already finished. And nobody else can. He hadn't even made up when he said it was very good. He didn't make the man until the sixth day, because God said, look here, I have done everything that you're going to ever need. It's already prepared. You don't have to do nothing but just do what I say. But that's what we don't want to do. We'll do what the doctor tells us now. Oh, yes. Let them go. We'll obey everything but God. Yeah, I said, and that's not come out get rid of you because I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth for what I believe in. And this B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, you can't improve on what God has already made perfect. Man can mess it up. That's what we did, too. That's exactly what we did. Because after the sixth day when Adam was made, hell comes Satan after Eve was made. Hell comes Satan. Got them to devout God, and then they went and disobeyed God, and then that brought the curse on this world. That brought the curse, which was stupid, because if the woman would have paid attention, she was already like God. We was already like God. The devil came and told her a lie. I can't see that, sister. I don't know what that is. But the devil told her a lie, deceived her. And then Adam just free willingly disobeyed. He wasn't even deceived. He just went on and did what his wife told him to do. He just grandfathered her, knowing that God had gave him the commandment to never touch that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was the problem. He didn't trust God. Do y'all see that in the world today? People not trusting God. They trusted everything and everybody but God. And people have accused me of being a revolutionary. Yes, I am. When you try to give man credit or something that I know only God can take credit for, I got a problem with that. And you are never going to get me to side with that kind of foolishness. Because man cannot do nothing for you to get you and send you to hell. That's what. Keep on following this mess. This is why the world is in a mess right now. It's not because of God. It's because of our own sin. We sin. The earth is cursed. Satan knows this. He's a slick devil. That's how he called Satan. He's a trickster. He knows exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. And the world is cursed. Man, we are not cursed. But the world is cursed. This world we're living in is cursed. Do y'all want to know why we got coronavirus? Because the world is cursed. But let me tell you something. I don't worry about corona because, see, I'm not cursed. I was redeemed. And if you say that you know Christ, you're redeemed. So you wind the world, you wind around here worrying about something that you redeemed from. I'm redeemed from the curse. Now the curse don't apply to me no more. Huh? All right, y'all. Do y'all see why God said this here? Go back to Genesis 1:31, y'all. Read it. Please read it good. Read it. Those of you that understand the English language, read that. It's as plain as day. How can man improve on what God has already done? You cannot do it. God saw it. And he said it was good, and it was not only good, it was very, very good. So now, my brothers and sisters, this was the sixth day. Then he created the man. God had prepared everything for the man. That's how our Heavenly Father is. And he's yet doing that. We don't trust him enough. I was talking to a dear friend of mine on last evening. We were talking on Facebook, and I told her the same thing. I said, if I made an analogy, we were talking about children in our childhood, how we was when we trusted our parents. When our parents told us stuff, we believed them. We didn't worry about what we were going to eat because we knew we were going to eat. We didn't worry about all that kind of stuff. And we never did lack anything. We were poor, but we didn't know we were poor. You understand that? We trusted our parents. And then I told her this. I said, how come we can't be that way to our Heavenly Father? Why can't we be that way to our Heavenly Father? We trusted our earthly father and mother. Those of us that were blessed enough to have a mother and a father, because most of your household now don't have nothing but one lady there. One woman taking care of all the kids and everything, because the dad is absent. They ain't got no good. Most of them weren't married. When they had the children, they were out of wedlock. You know what I mean. They don't have a man there in the first place, but yet still they trusted that mom, and they knew that they were going to get what they needed. The children trusted their parents. How come we can't trust God that way? Huh? That's exactly what me and her were talking about on last evening. And we both came to the same conclusion. Why? We don't trust God. Because if we really trusted him and us to do just what our earthly parent did. Now, God is a great God. Now, if you can trust your earthly parent, surely you can trust your heavenly father. All you got to do is look at what he did. In the beginning, he made everything for Adam before he ever made Adam. Adam didn't have to do nothing. He didn't have to do nothing. And this is how come all this foolishness that's going on in this world right now is because of the fact that when Satan got Adam and Eve to disobey God, that brought the curse on this world. This world is cursed. And all this evil that's in it is because of the Satan and his curse. Everything is cursed, and the earth is groaning to be redeemed. There's going to be a refreshing, y'all. Y'all can just take it from old Mitty Man. I believe in what the Bible says. And just like I tell everybody, that's what I've been telling everybody from the beginning. They want to call me a revolutionist and all that, but I've been getting threats from the social media and everything like that. I told them to do what they got to do. I don't care. But you're not going to turn me. You ain't going to make me our fool and go against my God for nothing. You can take all this mess if you want. But I'm trying to let you know that God is not going to change to accommodate our mess. God is not going to change. God is not going to change. But he did redeem us. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of his word. We are no longer under the curse. But now, I've been accused of being a revolutionist to a degree because I failed to put my trust in man. Huh? Now, let me tell y'all something. I want you, Jackie, you ain't have a man vote. Y'all my witness. Y'all been hearing me talk from day one. And if y'all can say that I said anything out of the way, unordinary, from my own convictions and my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, then I know that y'all got to be something wrong with y'all. I just tell you straight to your face. I don't get behind nobody's back to tell them. I just tell you what I want you to know in your face. Because there's nothing that I won't say in your face that I won't. If I say it behind your back, it's because you just not there. Because if I need to say it in your face, I'll do that too. Because I'm going to speak what I feel is true. And if it ain't true, then I'm going to try not to speak it. Jesus fixed it. Jesus fixed it. This world is cursed. But we are no longer under the curse. Those that have been saved and got their blood, got their sin washed in the blood, you're no longer under his curse. So what I've always told people, even in the midst of this coronavirus, when it first came out, see, I know what I'm talking about. And Helen, I think you and Jackie know too. Because y'all remember what I said about this mess. When they first started talking about it, I ain't scared of that mess. I ain't studying no coronavirus. And I'm sitting here tonight, and I feel the same way. My convictions don't change because I know in whom I believe. I believe what Genesis 1:31 said. God did what he did, and it was good. I ain't got to worry about what the devil done, and neither do you. But this is what I tell folks. This is what I tell everybody. Now, you got people divided on every hand. That's what Satan loves. That's a military tactic, y'all. I've been in the military. I know what I'm talking about. It's a military tactic called divide and conquer. If you can divide folks up, you can win. But as long as the army together, it's hard to beat that army. But if you can divide and conquer, you can get them. Same thing the devil knows about the saints of God. That's why he attacks the church. Have you noticed that? These people, even to now, they're talking about they can't control this stuff. Well, no, because you can't do nothing no way. People need to go somewhere and sit down. Man can't do nothing no way. That don't surprise me. But what I'm saying is this. These people, the devil knows if I can keep them from coming together, he knows that the Christians, the saints of God, we get strength from each other when we are together. You can't beat us when we're together. But if he can pull us apart, that's exactly what that sucker knew. And guess what? Here we go to church, and we fail for that mess. We fail for the very thing, and Satan just loves it. And he got now, even your people that call themselves love you, I don't listen to people talking about they, I love you. I don't even pay that no attention too much. Because people that use that word like you do, use the bathroom sometimes. Yeah, they just say it. They're saying stuff. They just saying stuff. But I'm just saying, if we would have never came apart the way we did and just gave away everything that the government was saying in the White House and the Black House and the Polka Dot House was saying, everybody was grabbing and jumping for it. They closed up the church, which should have been the last place to close. That's what the devil wanted from the very get-go. Now, y'all people out there don't like this here. I can't help it because that is the exact truth. The devil knew what he was doing. Now we got people trying to go back into the church after about 2 years of being separated. Some of us done came to our senses, but you still got certain T-brain people that still not able to see the deception in all this mess. That's what kills me, y'all. That we got so many people that are still blind and can't see that you cannot improve on nothing that God has already perfected. You cannot do that. We are beautifully and wonderfully made. Your body will heal itself. Now, I know some of y'all know something what I'm talking about. Your body will actually heal itself. If you give it the proper rest, food, and clean water, your body will regenerate itself because God made everything just like that. But we don't trust God. What we will trust him. Those of you that stay in the state of Georgia, you'll trust your governor. Or whatever they say, y'all die already, and you don't look. You're just die already in that. But when it comes to what God tells you to do, how come we can't do that? I know why, because we blinded by Satan. But this is one thing I'm going to say here tonight for everybody to hear it. If they don't hear it tonight, go and look at the archive. You'll know. I never told anybody to revolt against medicine. I got better sense than that, especially as much sick as I done been in these last 3 years. And I'm up and better now, but I know what the doctor needs. You know, it's giving me my proper thing that I needed, which I really needed. Anything that you feel that you have to do, do it. God gave you that free will. That's why he didn't make Adam obey. God could have made Adam and Eve obey. But God gave them freedom of choice. Satan took advantage of that freedom of choice by lying, and then they just went and sinned. But they made a choice to disobey God. That's exactly what we're doing right now. Some of them making a conscious or pea brain decision because we don't really know what we're doing because you don't know what you're dealing with. Even the experts, they call themselves experts. They don't even know what they're dealing with to a degree. They're just doing something. But I tell everybody, you do what you got to do. If you feel that you got to do that, don't nobody want to be sick, y'all. We understand that. Those are people that are really trying to save their lives and everything. Run to Jesus. He's the one that got to save it anyway. He's the one that got to save it anyway. Don't give a man the credit that only God deserves. That's what I've been trying to push. I didn't tell you not to take. If you want to take the vaccination, take it. But don't put the vaccination above God. Because if any medicine work on you at all, it ain't the medicine that working no way. God is the one that got to do the healing. God is the one that going to do the healing. We go to the doctor use medicine to try to take care of her, but it's God that's the one that does the healing. So if all of you out there, if y'all want to take the vaccination, go, if your do what you feel you got to do. But don't you try to make other people do what you don't know. Neither those of us that have not taken the vaccination, we can't make other people believe like we believe. Let everybody do what they feel they freedom of choice. God gave us that, and nobody got a right to take that from us. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody from day one. And have a man, you and Jackie know it. I don't worry about the other folks because they're going to say what they want anyway. But I still say, Genesis 1:31, and God saw that everything that he made was good, and it was very good. And the sixth day he made man. He made everything for us before he made us. So that lets you know that God still got our best interest in mind. Y'all, follow your mind. Follow your mind. Don't follow somebody else's mind. Follow your mind. How come you can't follow your own mind? God gave you a head. If he wanted all of us to think alike, he just made us with one head. Amen. That's all I've been trying to tell people from day one. You don't leave God's house. Why in the world do you want to leave God's house for? But these people go everywhere. Y'all look at them. Look at them right now. They've been doing it ever since this stuff here. They were talking about don't need to go to church. Don't need to go to church. Don't need to go to church. But you can go to the beach. You can go to Waterworld. You can go to a pit barbecue. You go everywhere else. You go to the mall. You go to the house. You go to the doctor. You go to the emergency room. You went to all them places. Corona was there too. But you didn't stop going, did you? No. But why did you start going to the church? See where the trick of the devil is? Divide and conquer. That's all I'm asking everybody to do. Wake up and smell the coffee. And please, if you have to drink a pot of it, drink a pot of it. But look at what the Word of God is telling you. It's there in the book, y'all. Read and study it. It's there. And stop being blinded by Satan all the time. Amen. That being said, I'm going to end this thing. Thank you, Sister Jackson, Brother Hammerman. God bless you, brothers, because like I said, a lot of people, you in the hospital and still came to Bible study. Some people ain't never been in the hospital. They ain't going to come now Bible study. But that's them. They got freedom of choice. Well, I'm just going to say that I thank you for what you did because, see, I know people that, well, we ain't going to go that route. We're going to end this here thing. We're going to end it in a form of matter. Now, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and rule with these people henceforth and now forevermore. Let everybody say amen. Thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Hopefully we'll see you next week here at the same time. Be blessed and good night.